This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia, March 13th, 2023 on WGN Radio. We started at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings unless sports preempt us. That's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoip for the world's best customer service. It's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did. And yes, I feel as bad as I sound.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. It is Monday night, so Monday night trivia commences. It is a live show. It is Monday, the 13th of March, and 10 p.m. Central Daylight Time, and so or thereabouts. And there it is. So I'm prepared. Well, to a degree, we'll find out. And I'm intact. Well, I'm sitting here anyway. And poor Dan at Master Control gets to listen hard to the show since my levels are still all over the place. But that shouldn't matter to you at all. All right. And one of these days, I'll actually fix that. So trivia questions. Oh, I've gotten many. Bumper stumpers. You betcha I've got them. The average toilet seat has 50 bacteria per square inch. By comparison, the average blank has 21,000, more than four times that amount, and you never even think of it. All right, so 50 per square inch, but the average blank has 21,000. And that's not per square inch, that's on the whole item, but it's about four times per inch what the toilet seat has. So average what? According to U.S. News and World Report, by the way. So there's your first question. Now, and why, by the way, U.S. News and World Report, I guess it was a slow news day. You got to fill the pages somehow. So there you have it. Now, we have bumper stumpers, as I say, and they'll come up, and some fine ones, too, I might say. They all have something in common, but that's probably less important than just having a good time, hearing them. So with that in mind, we're going to kick it off. Ah, see, I should have been ready. I should have known. I should have known that Barry in New Hampshire wants Beatles trivia. So, Barry, how's it going?
Hey, Raleigh, how you doing?
I can't complain. So we're going to do Beatles trivia, huh? It's hard because, of course, you know all this stuff, and I'm trying to get something that might be a little hard for you. You know, I look at the various things online, like trivia questions for massive fans. No, they need a category that says trivia questions for Barry in New Hampshire. All right. That's all there is to it, because when they're saying massive fans, I figure that the question is too easy if I can answer it, because basically I can answer almost none of them. But the massive fans question apparently has a couple in it that might be interesting. All right, who gets shrunken down to size in Help?
Ringo.
No, Paul McCartney.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Oh,
see?
Well, yeah, I'm surprised. And by the way, when you say that's right, I would never know if it's right. It is there on the printed page, and that's all I know. But yes, Paul McCartney gets shrunken down to size. Sounds like a great movie. But
for the question out there, is it a hotel TV remote control?
No, but oh God, I'd hate to think about what that number is. You know, having just stayed in hotels for, you know, over 30 days while John was in the hospital, I got to tell you that there were things I wondered about. Now, firstly, they don't have maid service anymore. What a great excuse, right? But apart from that, yeah. you know they change the sheets. But between the sheets and whatever, the top sheet or whatever, you know, blanket or whatever, there's something in the middle. Maybe it's a blanket, maybe it's a comforter. And I was looking at this the other day saying, I wonder how often they ever clean that.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
that's $1 billion question.
Yeah, I kind of didn't want to know. All right, well, good deal. I can't believe I got you. Well, I didn't. The massive fan category got you on that. And it's surprising, though. I'm sure you'd have gotten every other one. We'll talk to you next week.
All right.
All right, thanks.
Yeah,
me too. Okay. All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888, Raleigh. And let's see, what am I doing here? Well, that is the famous question, what am I doing here? And yeah, all right, we won't get into that. The average toilet, 50 bacteria per square inch. By comparison, the average blanket is over 21,000, which is more than four times per square inch the amount of that toilet seat. What is it? 888-876-5593. Yeah, I think I'm allergic to the question. And that's going to take us to Leah in Marcus Hook. How's it going, Leah?
All right, Raleigh. How are you?
Can't complain.
Did you get my email?
I did not. Do we have news?
Yeah, she's been found.
And tell me the story. Now, people who don't know, we're talking about a missing young woman who we determined left of her own volition in Jacksonville. Her car wound up on I-95 and Sample Road in Broward County. And so where'd they find her, and what was the deal?
She was an inpatient at the Okeechobee Hospital.
Why? Tell me about this.
I guess in the psych ward, I guess.
How did she get there?
Nobody knows. They won't give out, because of HIPAA, they won't give out any information, not even to her parents.
Not even to her parents?
No.
Oh, wow.
She was dehydrated. We know that. We know she was dehydrated.
Yeah.
We're just thanking heaven that she didn't get eaten by an alligator, because that happened last month.
Yeah, well, yes, but the likelihood of that happening at Sample Road and I-95 is pretty slim.
Well, wherever she was, we don't know where she was in between times, you know? I mean, that old woman got eaten by an alligator just walking her dog.
Yeah, well, it depends where you are. So, I wonder where in Okeechobee. There's a few hospitals I can think of there.
Well, I don't know. They just said it was called the Okeechobee Hospital.
Okay, so Okeechobee Medical. It's probably the old Rowlerson. I know that hospital. In any event, interesting. Well, now, at some point...
Her parents are going down there, so...
Yeah, her parents are going down there, yeah. Interesting.
They're going to try and get information from being there, you know, I don't know.
Right.
They won't give them any information over the phone.
Well, they probably, you know, there again, it's a crazy thing in terms of, like you say, HIPAA and everything else, what they'll release. But obviously, we talked about, and it's what I thought. I told you that, you know, when they said they found her car there, I said she went of her own volition. There was no doubt.
Yeah.
So, how she left the car there.
With her meds or whatever, you know.
Well, I hope that we get the end of the story, because a lot of people were praying for her and searching for her. Chelsea Mack was her name? Is her name?
Yes, Chelsea Mack.
Yeah, Chelsea Mack. Yeah,
and
so...
She's been found. We're just happy that she's been found alive.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Now, of course, expiring minds want to know.
I know.
So... apparently, after we spoke last time, I looked up Chelsea Mack, and apparently she had interactions with the police prior to this.
Oh, and, did she?
Yeah, according to some of these stories. So, you know, obviously, because she has a child, and I think there was a child endangerment charge.
Yeah, two-year-old or three-year-old.
Yeah, well, in any event, I hope that it's a turn for Chelsea that will put her in the right direction. But hey, expiring minds want to know. I want to know. So keep me posted.
Yeah, if I hear any more, I will let you know. But the mother's being very evasive.
Well, I'm not sure what the mother even knows at this point. And yeah, I'd be evasive too if my if I caused this almost nationwide hunt for my daughter who turns out to be in a psych ward. Yeah, I probably wouldn't be saying a whole lot.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, keep us posted. I do want to know. All right. So, all right.
And
trivia.
I just wanted to guess on the trivia question.
Can't wait. What do you think?
I think kitchen counters.
Well, that's probably right. That's not the answer I'm looking for, but I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, because I heard a study they did one time, a long time ago, about 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And they said the average kitchen counter has more germs than your average toilet seat.
I don't doubt it. Absolutely don't doubt it. And the amount of people who will let something fall onto the counter and then pick it up and eat it, every time I witness that, it's like, no, you didn't just do that. But they do.
Well, because I see people sitting on countertops nowadays. Like, I see it on TV, in movies, and in commercials.
Well,
they let their kids sit on the countertops now, and I think that's disgusting.
Well, that may be the healthiest part of it. I think the biggest problem is, of course, food and food remnants and juices and stuff like that all drop, and then if they're not properly cleaned, well, that's a great laboratory for salmonella and all of its close cousins.
Oh, yeah.
So... All right. Well,
all
good
right,
deal. Well, thanks.
To see what the real answer is.
Yes, me too. All right. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay.
All right. Well, of course, I know what the real answer is, but I'll be interested to see when you get it, and we'll see what you do. So, yeah, everybody. And it's interesting about public bathrooms is people think that this is going to be just the filthiest, and invariably, it's not even close to other things you're just taking as clean, so to speak. So, by the way, the women's room in public restrooms is much filthier than the men's room, regardless of how it looks, smells, or whatever, in terms of actual bacteria count. Yep, the women. So, the average toilet seat has 50 bacteria per square inch. By comparison, the average blank has over 21,000, which is more than four times per square inch that amount. And you never think about it. Average what? 888-876-5593. Monday night trivia on Monday night. So if it's Friday night, don't call. Sit back, relax, enjoy the show. It's a replay. But if it's Monday night, March 13th, we're live right now. 888-876-5593. If you get a busy signal, which you probably will, wait for somebody to hang up, and then you get in there on WGN Radio.
The world to me, she had me believing that everything she did was just to please me, but she was just playing a game, and to her didn't mean a thing, but she taught me a lesson. Don't have to be good for you. Everything good to you. Don't have to be good for you. Oh, no. Yeah. The way she kissed me, I've never felt such lips before. And the way the girl loved me, Lord, Lord knows I enjoyed it so. But she sent me back to school. Well, she made me her fool. So from now on I'll remember this rule. Everything good to you.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and that's Big Beach Record. In fact, the Dynamic Upsetters covered it, and it's also Big Northern Soul Record. Yeah, and the artist was a jock on KKDAM in Dallas for quite a while, and would have been 79 years old today. So who is he? 888-876-5593. So we have a trivia question in play. The average toilet has 50 bacteria per square inch. By comparison, the average blank has over 21,000, more than four times per square inch that amount, and you'd probably not think about it. So what is it? All right, so we got a first-time caller, and that's Paul in Naperville. Paul, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hey, good to talk to you.
Yeah, so glad you called. What do you think?
I think it's a reusable water bottle.
Oh, God, that's a great answer. It's not right, but that's a fine answer. I can't even imagine. But I hope you're going to call me again soon.
Okay, yeah. Good talking to you.
Thanks.
Keep up good
Appreciate
work.
It. All right, so good to meet Paul. Now, yeah, water bottle and reusable. You know, it's just that concept, reusable. In any event, let's see what Dawn in Buffalo Grove thinks. So welcome back to WGN Radio, Dawn.
Hi, Raleigh. How you doing?
All right. How about
Won't
yourself?
Keep you long. I'm just guessing that it might be a telephone.
Oh, that's interesting. It's not, but I could see that that probably would be a contender.
Okay.
All right.
I'll keep listening.
Thanks for trying.
Thanks
Appreciate
again.
It. Now, along those same lines, I believe Richard in Terre Haute wants to weigh in. So welcome back to WGN, Richard.
Well, the previous caller just took my answer, so I was going to guess cell phone.
Yeah, that'd probably be pretty grimy as well, but no.
Okay.
All right, try again. Thanks, appreciate it. All right, so yeah, no phone, cell, or otherwise. But I would, just like the remote, it makes all the sense in the world. I would think they're pretty grimy. So, yeah, let's see. We've got Jesse in Maywood. All right, Jesse. Well, no, I can't even do that because John is talking to Jesse. I'll talk to Judy in Grays Lake. What do you think, Judy?
I think that either it's the bottom of a woman's purse, or if you go in to make yourself a soft drink, let's say at like a Quick Stop type of place, the spigot. Is they don't usually clean them.
Yeah, you know, and you can taste it in some of that stuff, too, I'll tell you what. But no, it's not. But nice try. I like it. Thanks.
Okay.
All right,
bye.
Appreciate it. Yeah. Some of those convenience store fountain drinks are just grody. You know, I don't know what it is you taste, but you say to yourself, there's something else in this besides my Coca-Cola. And I love the machines where everything comes out of one spigot, where you pick the thing that you want. And I've learned, run that puppy for a while before you put it in your glass, because the person before you had tasted, invariably you will hate. All right, so, and plus, they make all their money on the soft drinks anyway, so you might as well pour a little down the drain. 888-876-5593 on Monday Night Trivia. We'll get to Jesse and Maywood in moments. We got Sam and Gurney, and we got Paul in Woodstock, and Lisa's in Dundee. And right now, there is one line available for you if you want it here on WGN Radio.
When the day is dawning on a Texas Sunday morning, how I long to be there with Marie, who's waiting for me there. Every lonely city where I hang my hat ain't as half as pretty as where my baby's at. Is this the way to Amarillo? Every night I've been hugging my pillow, dreaming dreams of that and sweet Marie who waits for me. Show me the way to Amarillo. I've been weeping like a willow, crying over Amarillo and sweet Marie who waits for me.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Monday Night Trivia. So if it's Friday night, sit back and enjoy the show. If it's Monday night, March 13th, we're live for the next 2.5 hours, all 3 hours. I think this is the only full show this week. We'll see. But there's some sports interruptions. I will be on every night live this week, but like I say, after sports in some case. So with that in mind, we have a trivia question in play. Don't you know the average toilet seat has 50 bacteria per square inch? By comparison, the average blank has 21,000. That's more than 4 times the bacteria per square inch of the toilet seat, and you probably never even think about it. So what is it? Now, Christy is a first-time caller, and she's in Crystal Lake. Welcome to WGN Radio, Christy.
Hi, Raleigh. Thanks for taking my call.
So glad you called.
Thank you. So my guess for the trivia would be a child's car seat.
Oh, that's a great... It's not right, but it's a great answer. I can't even imagine.
Okay. I have 3 grandbabies, one more on the way, and I just sometimes cringe when and want to clean those things up. Well, thank you.
Well, thank you. And grandchildren are the best because you can leave them off when you're done.
They are.
Yeah. Well, thanks for calling. Do it again. Appreciate it. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right. So yeah, that's the best of all worlds with grandkids. Yeah. So 888-876-5593. And let's see what Paul in Woodstock thinks. So, all right, Paul, what do you think?
Well, I was going to say phone, but I know that's not right. So, how about your desk at work?
Wow. I think we have a winner. The office desk. Yes, according to U.S. News and World Report, April 22nd, 2002, the average office desk has over 21,000 bacteria, more than four times the amount of the average toilet seat.
My gosh.
You're a winner. All right.
Excellent.
Well, hang on. Don't go away, Paul. All right. So, okay. Paul absolutely nailed it. So, he's our first winner tonight. So, we'll put him on hold. I'll try not to lose him. And we'll have John, who is screening your calls. Yes, it was not the best day for John. I'm not sure why, but I guess there are some ups and downs in this stroke stuff. But today's been kind of weak, so be gentle, and he will absolutely get to you. Now, if you're calling now, just let it ring, because he's getting Paul's address. And that means that Katie and Homer Glenn, who thought it was a kitchen washcloth, good guess. But Sam and Gurney, I think, wants to change the subject entirely. If not, then, well, I'm clueless. So, Sam, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh, thanks for having me. I appreciate it so much. And I'm a regular listener and so grateful for John's improvements. Mm-hmm. And obviously, you know, just looking to the future that he's back on the horse and getting at it. So I'm so thankful. But I was calling Raleigh. I explained to John, I'm a regular listener of yours, but during the day, in the latter part of the day, I tune in to 10:50 a.m., which is a
Kenosha. Kenosha, WLIP.
Yeah, WLIP, and I listen to Lou Rugani, L-O-U.
Yeah.
Rugani.
Okay.
Lou Rugani.
Okay.
And I've been listening to him for over 16 years. He's been, I think he's been at the helm for 31 years. I listen to him on Sunday morning for Music with the Stars, and then I listen to him during the weekdays 3 to 5. When I can get him, I'm usually working, but when I can get him 3 to 5, he's got a program, Remembering Kenosha.
And
I tuned in recently, and he wasn't there. And I was curious what that was all about. And I thought, well, maybe some station is bleeding over. And I went back and forth. I couldn't get him. And sometime earlier, I've been a listener to him for so many years that there was a time a few years ago where he gave me his personal phone number. And so I thought, well, gee, I don't want to overdo it, but, you know, I looked online and see what I could see, and I saw that the program had been canceled.
Mm-hmm.
So I called him, and he answered the phone earlier today, and I said, hey, Lou, I don't know if you remember me. I'm Sam, blah, blah, blah. And he said, I remember you, Sam. And I said, I just was blown away that your program has been canceled. And he said, and I quote him verbatim, but he said, I got a call, Sam, what was several days ago, he got a call. He said it was 10, they told me to be there at 10:15 in the morning, and he said, well, what, you know, my radio program's at 3 to 5. I mean, that's not, you know, what's going down kind of thing. And they said, well, he needed to be there at 10:15. So he said, well, what's this all about? And they said, well, you'll find out when you get here. He said, I arrived at the station. He said, when I entered, there was a police officer there. He said, they told me to gather my things from his desk. And he said, I have over 8,800 hours of programming that has been archived. They told me the programming was destroyed. All of his pictures and everything that were online and in the computer were destroyed. Take your things and go. He said, I was you know, to sum it up, I mean, he said other things, but to sum it up, he basically was blown away and said, what is this about? I don't get it. I mean, I haven't done anything wrong. What's going on? This is Alpha Media that took over the station. They also fired about a dozen other radio personalities elsewhere on the same day or in the same time frame. But anyway, he gathered his things, and he said a police officer escorted him, and the police officer told him that, I don't agree what's going on here. I don't think they're doing this right. But he asked if he could, you know, basically say goodbye to his listeners.
Mm-mm.
And they said, no, yesterday was your last day of broadcasting.
Mm-hmm.
Take your things, leave, and don't return.
Mm-hmm.
I'm super upset about it because I've been a listener to him for over 16 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm heartbroken for him. And, I mean, this might have happened to a dozen people, so I'm heartbroken for them, too. I just don't personally know them. But I've been listening to this guy, and he's a class act.
Yeah.
He's always been personable, wonderful to his listeners. And I'm heartbroken over it, and I just wanted to call in and share it with you and see what your thoughts were on it, if you had heard anything about it.
He recounts the story on his Facebook page. And, of course, the show is The Music of the Stars. Now, what I hope, he was smart enough to have his own backup copies of all those shows. If not, shame on him. Because what we're talking about here, unfortunately, is not unusual. When a station decides to make a change, it is not at all unusual that they will not allow the host back on the air to say goodbye. And the reason for that is that, frankly, far too often hosts have abused that privilege, and it's been not pretty. So the idea that you work after you're terminated is not the norm. Now, I have in several places, actually, because I guess people recognize that they could trust me with that because I've got businesses and radio stations and everything else, and I'm not going to do anything like that. But the average host usually doesn't get that chance. Why the station would do it, I can't begin to know. And it is sad, 32 years on one station that you're called in at 10 a.m. and basically said, that's it, get out of here. Here's the cop to escort you you out. And, you know, you're told it's just cutbacks, nothing personal, which is pretty much much standard. 32 years in the business, I would hope he was smart enough to have his own copies of those archives. Anybody listening who does anything for someone else, whether it's a radio station, whether it's an online show, whatever, have your own backup copies. It's that simple. So I hope that's the case. So I don't know. Obviously, basically a couple days away from when he found out the news. So I doubt he has regrouped or has anything to say. But I have a feeling that he will do something else.
Yeah. Can I ask you, Raleigh, based on what I shared with you, I mean, don't you think it's a disrespectful way to dispose of a man who has been so dedicated to his craft?
Yes, but it's fairly normal. That's what I'm saying.
I'm surprised. Well, I thank you for sharing with me, but I'm so surprised to hear this.
No, it's
especially from you. I'm thinking, God, I hope this never happens to you.
Oh, well,
you
know? No, I mean, like I say, anybody who hasn't been fired in radio hasn't been working in it very long. It's something that will always happen to everybody. And the reason for that, they're numerous, but if nothing else, very often it's a management change, and it's a subjective opinion when you get right down to it. What one guy thinks is going to enhance his goals is what someone else thinks is just horrible, you know. So it is. It's totally subjective. So if you're in this industry, you will be fired for the most part. I mean, there may be an exception that's luck, but it's unusual. But in terms of protecting yourself, you should always be aware that that's a possibility. Never have all your archives or whatever in. I never kept anything in a radio station, for God's sakes. I haven't been inside one in 25 years or whatever. You know, I've always been doing it from home. But prior to that, I wasn't about to keep anything at the radio station. You know, whatever it was left with me when I came in. So that's pretty standard. The other thing that's a great advantage now that didn't used to be, you know, used to be like it was 1967, I get fired. Well, how do I say goodbye? You know, I mean, let's face it, there's no internet, there's no cell phone, there's no nothing. But today, if you are a personality, it behooves you to have have an online presence that is yours, and to tell listeners repeatedly, hey, here's the website. And I don't mean a Facebook page. That's fine. But you should have something, a URL that, you know, like lourigani.com or whatever, something where listeners can know this is where I go. And for anybody who might be listening who is facing that situation, you know, create your own online presence, because you may need to use it. Now, that alone is not going to break the bank or, you know, make you wealthy in any way, shape, or form, but it will get the word out. But no, what you're talking about that you're surprised about, I would be surprised if they handled it any other way.
Oh, well, I'm thankful I spoke to you, because it's the first I would know of anything. Yeah. I plead complete ignorance to with regard to how things are done there in radio, and
you have
thank you for sharing it with me.
A lot of people, you know, I don't think Lou is one of them, obviously, but a lot of people will abuse the privilege of goodbye, and so the norm is you're not going to get to say it.
I gotcha. Well, thank you so much for allowing me the time. And
absolutely.
Prayers for Lou, because
absolutely.
I think he's a great guy.
And, you know, I hope that he will build something. I was looking at his Facebook page. He only has about 524 followers, and he's obviously not a young guy, so he's not probably really thinking in terms of online media, but he needs to use it. And since he had a specialty show, he can probably find another place to put that specialty show, and he can probably find a sponsor. And then if he does that, there's lots of stations that'll take him.
Gotcha. Yeah. Because he's a wonderful man, and I thank you so much for allowing me the privilege to speak about him.
Yeah. All right. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Take care, Raleigh.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. So 888-876-5593-8888 radio. So I sit here in the dark, and John ambles in, and he's holding a Sea Crane radio. I'm like, what? What? And he's pointing at the radio, and then he says, oh, yeah, I was planning to. The CC Radio 3. Yeah, that's what he had in his arms, which is his favorite. It's his bedside companion. It's the Almost Everything Radio. With the addition of Bluetooth, you've got an immense palette of radio shows and podcasts available from any smartphone or speaker, and it's just a terrific radio, like all of the CC radios. Bob Crane was just shocked many years ago at how bad reception was in radio, and he vowed that he would have products that were better, and all of them are. The one thing that they all have in common is just terrific reception. And if you listen primarily to voice content, the CC Radio 3 is arguably worth the price alone for how it sounds. Audio quality from the spoken word sounds like the host is sitting right next to you. Separate bass and treble controls. You can adjust it to the way you want to hear it. Immerse yourself in audio clarity. But, of course, what I care about, great reception. Not only FM, it's good, but AM as well. Really nice AM reception. And emergency capabilities, too, like the NOAA weather and the 2-meter ham band, which, you know, 2-meter ham band is going to be business as usual until there's an emergency, and then the first responders are on there before anywhere else. So if you want to know, that's where to find out. It runs on the included power cord, of course, or a set of batteries will last over 170 hours, and I can prove it. To order it, you can call them, 800-522-8863, 800-522-TUNE. You will talk to someone from the Sea Crane Company, and you will talk to them 24 hours a day. Last week, I wasn't sure if they had extended that, but they have. So no matter when you call, they answer the phone, 800-522-8863. If you can go online, that's your best bet. It's a wonderful catalog. You'll see the CC Radio 3 and everything else they've got, and that is ccradio.com, ccradio.com. Of course, you can get it at REI, BuyMart, or Amazon, maybe some quicker or free shipping, but the real deal experience, immerse yourself. Go to ccradio.com. Great information as well as great products. And the CC Radio 3 is worth your consideration. I know John won't part with his, and I think I've got a 2E on my side of the bed. But either way, it's CC all the way for me. ccradio.com. You tell them Raleigh sent you on WGN Radio.
Baby, baby, all night. till the dawn. I miss my baby.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. That's a country classic. Harlan Howard wrote it. Yeah, Charlie Rich had it out on RCA. But who is this? Yeah, and why did I play it? So, of course, that's the question of the hour, isn't it? Why did I play that? All right, so we've got bumper stumpers. We got another question. Did I ask the other question? I didn't. Well, there's another question coming up in moments, but you'll have to stick around to hear it right here on WGN Radio.
I was walking down the street minding my own affairs, and two policemen grabbed me unawares. They said, "Is your name Henry?" I said, "Oh, why, sure." They say, "You the boy we've been looking for." Put me in the lineup and let the bright light shine. I'm a ten-pole soul like me standing in that line. I knew I was a victim of someone's evil plan when a stew pigeon walked in and said, that's the man. Prosecuting attorney started prosecuting me. Man, that cat gave me the third degree. He said, "Where were you the night of June 29? I said, "I was home in bed." He said, "Judge, this man is lying."
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. All right, so who is it? 888-876-5593. That's our bumper stumper for the moment. Has something in common with everything else we played tonight, tangentially anyway. But you should know who it is. And, of course, it is Monday Night Trivia, so if you're listening on Friday night, please don't call. It's a replay, but if it's Monday the 13th of March, well, you're up. All you have to do is get through, and right now that's increasingly difficult. So wait for somebody to hang up, and then the choice will be yours. So we have a new question. Oh, it's a question, all right. Rescuers have been called to the scene all over the world to save something that fell into the sewer. Now, that happens routinely. Items range from the common to the unthinkable. Well, in 2004, 11 rescuers in England spent 3 hours trying to rescue 7 of these when a passerby noticed something lying by the sewer grate that indicated contents had fallen below it. 6 were lost, 1 was found. What was rescued? All right, 11 rescuers spending 3 hours trying to rescue 7 of these. 6 didn't make it, 1 was found and rescued. What is it? 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. All right, so there's your question. Now, if you don't like that, you can have your own category, and we prove it with alarming regularity. And so I know we're going to get some lyrics in there with Fran, and we're going to get some movies in there with Lisa and Dundee, but Johnny D, again, put his creativity to use and came up with a song for my absence. Of course, I'm back now, but while I was gone, he was inspired.
Ain't no light show when she's gone. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Only replays every day. Ain't no light shows when she's gone. I can't call her on the phone anytime she goes away. Dun, 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 dun. But I know this time why she's gone. Dun, 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 dun. She's out there taking care of John. Dun, 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 dun. She's out there taking care of John. Hope they won't be gone too long. Anytime they go away. Do, do, this alone, 'cause ain't no life show when she's gone. There's no trivia when she's gone. You can't win if there's no John. There's no prize if there's no John. Hope he won't be gone too long. Anytime they go away. Anytime she goes away. Anytime. That's it.
All right. So, Johnny D, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yeah, one and only.
Yes, that's right. Star of stage, screen, and the Raleigh James Show. It's Johnny D.
Well, geez, this is why I was calling, because I was going to say she probably didn't even check her email or nothing, you know.
Well, email has gotten a little ridiculous. In my inbox are now 36,500 and something email. And so I don't see many of them, but I saw your name when I was scrolling down it, and there was another song, so I immediately put it on the computer so we could play it for everyone to hear it.
Yeah, that wasn't one of my best works. I only got about 2-3 hours sleep last night, Raleigh, you know?
Oh, I can relate. Oh, how I can relate.
Yeah. So I was thinking, man, I told her I was going to get these songs done. So I had, you know, I had the lyrics all on my Samsung notes, you know, on my phone.
Yeah, sorry.
I mean, no. But I didn't record it. So then around 8 o'clock or so tonight, you know, my time, I went on to the WavePad app and sang it, you know. But it wasn't one of my best. Well, how'd it sound, okay?
It sounds wonderful, and thank you for doing it.
Okay, all right. let me see here. Now, you know, when I called in, I must have been on the phone, or the phone was ringing. What about the toilet seat answer? John said somebody got that.
Office desks.
Office desk?
Yeah, office desk.
Well, you know what? I was thinking of that, okay?
Yeah.
I was, because when I used to work, you know, as the monitor and the inspector and everything, we used to have, like, a metal desk, okay?
Yeah.
Not a low desk, a high thing. You stand up, you know.
Uh-huh.
Man, you should see these guys when they come in changing shifts, all right? They spray all kinds of chemicals on there, you know? And we had a phone at the station, too. Man, they were wiping everything down, okay? With some kind of disinfectant spray, you know?
Yeah, probably something that was cancerous in and of itself.
Probably. Yeah. But then I used it too, man, because I seen these other guys, you know, and I'm thinking, man, I better do it, you know. So I did. But what the heck, man? Oh, yeah, it was office test. Okay. Now, this other next question you just gave about people rescuing something in England, what was it?
11 rescuers in England spent 3 hours trying to rescue 7 of these from a sewer. 6 were lost, one was found.
I think it's ducks.
Oh, that's nice. It's not ducks, but what a lovely guess.
You know, a little duckling.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, no, I know. Not.
No, it's not that.
No.
Okay. Well, then, like I say, then, I told John, because he said, well, what do you want?
I know what you want. You want hominids.
He was intimidating me again.
All right. Are you ready? Are you ready for your hominid question?
Oh, yeah, 2-3 hours sleep, remember, so take it easy.
Well, it's multiple choice.
A light one.
The face
what?
Of... It's multiple choice. Here we go.
Okay.
The face of Homo erectus was more blank than modern humans, but less so than Homo habilis. A. Altricle. B. Hairy. C. Occipital. D. Prognathous.
More one of them than Homo habilis?
Yeah.
Habilis?
Yeah.
Okay. And again, the choices were...
all unpronounceable. Who was one of them?
What was the last one you said with the P?
Yeah. I should probably look this up for the correct pronunciation, but Prognathous. Prognathous.
Okay, and what are the other two?
All right. So, I think it's Prognathous, but...
I'm guessing that's it.
Well, you'd be right. Now, what is it?
Woo!
But what is it?
All right.
Yeah, but like I say, what is it? What is Prognathous?
What is it?
Yeah, what is Prognathous? What does it mean?
It means,
can't wait to hear this.
Wait a minute.
Can't wait to hear this.
It means that it's more than Homo habilis, more Prognathous. It means it's more like extended out.
It's a projected lower jaw.
Well, that's what I said.
All righty then.
I got it. Okay.
All right.
You drive on at the whole run, do I?
Yeah, sure. He'll confirm that address. Don't go away. All right,
okay.
So here you have it. Yeah, I really should reread these questions first when I realize I can't pronounce any of the answers. All right, well, so what's a shock there, right? 888-876-5593. We got Jesse in Maywood. What's up, Jesse? Hey, Jesse. We lost Jesse. All right, goodbye, Jesse. Now, that means there's a line available for you right now. 888-876-5593. 8888. Raleigh. Fran is in Austin. How's it going, Fran?
Oh, it's going. You know how that goes.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, so...
so we're going to work on a couple things. You know a bumper and you want some lyrics.
Yeah. Did you play something, Neil Sedaka?
I did. Amarillo.
Amarillo, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought at first, where did that come from? And then I thought, that sounds like Neil Sedaka. And then I thought, wait a minute, I remember this song.
Yeah, yeah.
It took me a little while to remember it.
Absolutely, yes, Amarillo. I think I was the only radio programmer to add that record in 1977 because I got a handwritten postcard from Neil Sedaka from Harrah's in Reno saying, thank you for adding Amarillo.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so indeed, I thought, man, must have been not many people added this.
Because
so,
yeah, I know it's wimpy white music, but I really like a lot of his stuff.
Oh, yeah, well, Alice in Wonderland is my guilty pleasure.
Yeah, I like that. I like that when you were saying that's one of your songs. No, there's nothing wrong with that song. That's a great song.
It is a great song. That's right. All right, you want lyrics from 1965.
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yes.
To thrill you with delight, I'll give you diamonds bright.
For your love.
Yes, absolutely right. All right.
Didn't have to think too long about that one.
No. Well, you know, almost all of them, like I was thinking if I bring diamond rings and things right to your door, I thought, nah, that's too easy, you know.
Yeah, so. that's the best line too of you, if I got it.
Yeah, you did. All right, well, you're a winner. Hang on, we'll confirm that address. Don't go away, Fran. All right, so 888-876-5593. That's 8888. Raleigh, we're going to do 40s movie trivia with Lisa. We're going to do March 13th, 1971 charts with Mark Marlowe. And Jackson has a bumper guest. Another bumper is coming up. And Ruth and Gurney wants Gary Owens trivia. All right, you ask for it, you'll get it here on WGN Radio. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, I thought I was ready, but apparently I wasn't. Well, I am. No, maybe I'm never going to be ready. I don't know. Well, there's a bumper stumper coming up on Monday Night Trivia in moments. And there it is.
Each time I meet
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. That's a gift. That's easy. That's a bumper stumper that absolutely you'll know. You will have no idea what it has in common with anything else on the list. That's probably for sure. But nonetheless, you probably will know the song. All right. So 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. So let's see. What are we going to do here? I believe that Marlo in Jackson heard a bumper he knows, so let's find out what's going on with Marlo tonight. Welcome back to WGN Radio, Marlo.
Hey, Ron, how you doing?
All right, how about yourself?
I'm doing okay. You and Johnny D, I tell you, my jaw, y'all make my jaws hurt when y'all talk. It's a lot of fun to hear y'all, you know,
yeah,
get together on y'all little doodah. Yeah, was that a Candy Staten you played earlier?
Yes, I did. All right, Candy Staten, he called me baby. Absolutely right. That's good it. For you.
Yeah, we played at her wedding when we were traveling with Eddie.
Well, now, she was married six Clarence times. Carr. Which one?
Well, Clarence Carr.
Okay, yeah, because six times this woman was married. Yeah. And she's like in the Christian Music Hall of Fame. I thought, well, all right, yes, if you say
yes,
so.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, that was Clarence Carr.
Yeah, all right. All right, yeah. All right, yeah, six, man. I guess you do it till you get it right. I don't know.
Let me ask you this. I used to pick up Wo-Wo in Fort Wayne.
Of course. Yes.
Okay. My radio moved from Fort Wayne to Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Pick up 1260 KBRG or something like that.
Yeah.
So how do that happen way on the other side of town? Now, I'm Fort Wayne, Indiana, then it go way to Louisiana. How do that break up?
Well, okay, there's a few things to talk about. Firstly, of course, you won't hear Fort Wayne, Indiana anymore because they lowered the power. What a horrible story that is. But we'll talk about DXing. Stay right where you are, and we'll pick it up right there. We'll find out what's going on in the world at large from WGN Radio News right here on WGN Radio.
My name is Maggie. The story you're about to hear is true.
Maggie, one sweet little gal, Maggie was her name. Maggie used to work, what a working dame. But Maggie doesn't work anymore. Maggie made a fortune, so Maggie doesn't work anymore. Maggie had a job, she worked that day or night. Anytime she worked, she really worked all right. But Maggie doesn't work, Maggie doesn't work anymore. Maggie made a fortune, so Maggie doesn't work anymore.
Work, 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 work.
Pushing the clock at 8 in the morning and then going back pushing it at 3. I took $15 down the horse track the other day, put it on the back of an old gray mule, and let him walk around the corner and bring me a whole fortune. Fur coat, Cadillac car, tough crib, what else could a girl want, huh?
Maggie had a friend when Maggie went away, but none could take her place because Maggie had a way. Maggie wouldn't work, no one else could work anymore.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. It's Monday Night Trivia, and it is Monday night, March 13th. And so if you're listening, give us a call. Well, you can get a line in there, and that's 888-876-5593. When somebody hangs up, there'll be room for you. If it's Friday night, sit back and enjoy the show. It's a replay. But Monday night, March 13th, is live, and we got another hour and a half to go, I do believe. All right, so we're talking to Marlo in Jackson, Tennessee, who was asking about DXing. And so you want to know why your radio at night can pick up, say, Wo-Wo in Fort Wayne, or actually, I'd be surprised that it picked up 1260 in Baton Rouge, because that was a daytimer, but certainly, yes,
yeah.
Stations all over the place. Yeah, maybe right at twilight for a little while. All right, here's the deal. AM propagates in two ways. One is in the day, line of sight, just like FM would, or, you know, TV, etc. Now, but at night, with AM, it bounces off the ionosphere layer. And so it will come back to Earth sometimes hundreds and thousands of miles away from where it originated. And this will vary to some degree night to night. You'll pick up some stations regularly, other stations, you know, very infrequently or not at all. And that has a lot to do with how much power they've got and where they are on the dial and what is interfering with them. Because originally with AM, you had different classes of stations. You had class one stations, which were clear channels. They had the 50,000 watts at night, and they had protection. There was 1A and 1B. But then class two stations were usually daytimers that were on clear channel frequencies. Right. Class threes were regionals, and there were a lot of them. And then class four, there was a ton of them. Those are your, you know, basically 1,000 watt days, 250 watt night back in the day. So when you were dealing with a regional frequency or a clear channel frequency, depending on what else was you know, around where you were, you could pick up stations regularly. Like you were sitting, you were now. Let me also mention that there's something called the phase zone, and that's where ground wave and sky wave cancel each other out. So it would be easier for you to listen to WOWO in Fort Wayne than it would have been to listen to WLAC in Nashville, because LAC was the, you know, where you are in Jackson. That was right on the edge of that phase zone, so it would have been a little harder. So that's the way it works. Now, of course, the band is more crowded today. The breakup of the clears, there are more stations on the frequencies. And, of course, you know, today, everything interferes with AM. I don't care if it's your microwave oven or your dimmer. You know, you name it, it's going to. And, of course, right now I was just reading a disgusting article on electric cars saying that they were eliminating AM because it was a potential hazard. It's not a potential hazard. Just go ahead and isolate it. Well, anyway, so, but that's why.
But when we was in Hawaii, we picked up WLAC, landed just like we were in Nashville.
That's right. But you picked it up.
Clear.
You picked it up better than you did in Jackson. And again, that's because the phase zone was killing you in Jackson. Ground wave and sky wave were canceling each other out, and it sounded like it was phased out to hell. But Honolulu is interesting that way because there were a number of stations that would just team in there. But, you know, even on my little AM at 1240, I'll occasionally get letters from Finland from people saying, I picked you up, and here's what I heard. You know, and that's the beauty of the ionosphere layer.
So like Jackson, Mississippi. Yes. You got to go through Jackson, Mississippi to get the back. But it's not a tower strong enough.
Well,
me to get Jackson, but it'll skip and go to Baton Rouge.
Well, you know, again, it depends on where it is on the dial, how much wattage it is, and how far it is from you. But yes, Jackson, Mississippi would be right in that phase zone, that sweet spot where it's going to be hard to get any of those. But I was curious about you saying you picked up that 1260. I would assume that was only right around twilight time because they were a daytimer. And they were an interesting little radio station. That was a Paglin Ray station. And Paglin Ray was the OK group. And they had some wonderful stations. And they constructed 1260 as a daytimer. And they had owned a BOK in New Orleans. And they wound up putting it on as XOK in Baton Rouge in 1953. And then 65... XOK and Whale, which was at 1460, they swapped dial positions, which gave Paglin Ray some nighttime power. And then for a while that 1260 was dark, but you would only hear that because, like I say, it was a rundown at sundown and one on at night. But man, that last hour, that sweet spot of twilight time, then it would come in.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I get CCO, WLW.
Of course. Well, WLW.
WHO.
Of course, in Des Moines, with hands only. WLW is interesting because it is probably the clearest of the clear channels because there was a time when they had 500,000 watts, and that ended around the time of World War II. But when they had 500,000 watts, farmers in Mason would complain because the lights in their barns never totally went out. And, man, you could hear it in Hawaii with no problem in the day. Some are better than others. You know, GN at 720, one of the nemeses on the West Coast was K-Don in Las Vegas, and K-Don just signed.
Really?
Yeah, K-Don just signed off. The owners made more money selling the tower site than they did running the radio station, okay. So they signed off 720. So we might hear some more DXing out west, where K-Don used to obliterate it. I bet you some people will pick up GN. Although the Rockies,
well,
are
what about
formidable.
Canada? I can pick up three well, sure. in Canada.
Yes.
WJR.
Yeah. Well, WJR is in
WWL.
Yeah. WJR is in Detroit, and WWL is New Orleans.
Right.
But you will pick up some Canadian. Well, remember, because of the agreements, there are Canadian clear channels, and so so you wind up with a handful of radio stations that you can easily pick up from Canada.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's true from Mexico too. You know, the Mexican clears, and of course the Border Blasters back in the day were famous because they were running 250,000 watts. And so,
Yes.
Well, and there was a station in the Lesser Antilles, Radio Bon Air, that ran 500,000 watts, and they were at 800. So depending on where you were, you either heard CKLW in Detroit, Windsor, or you heard Radio Bon Air. And, you know, and that was a beautiful facility with about 500,000 watts. But, yeah, 250 watts was not unusual for the Border Blasters. You know, you had XEG in Monterey and, you know, XCRB and XCRF. So, sure.
Well, I'll ask you one more question. What about Wolfman Jack? How did he get...
Okay.
What did he have?
All right. Well, here's what happened with Wolfman. He'd been working stateside radio. You know, he worked in Charleston, and he worked in Nashville and all that, and he had a chance. We have to go back and talk about Dr. Brinkley a moment.
Well, he's on the boat, Wolfman Jack?
No, on a boat. Okay, now here's the deal. This is going way before your time and mine, too. Dr. Brinkley was one of these supposed doctors who was basically selling medical cures on the radio, and he had the first radio license in Kansas. He also was the first person to lose a radio license. They pulled his license from him because of all the, you know, fraud and stuff that he was doing. And one of the things he was doing was the goat gland operation, where you could get virility by replacing your testes with goat's testes. Now, why anybody volunteered for this surgery is beyond me, but in any event, what he did when he lost his radio license in Kansas, he realized, if I can go across the border, I can get a lot of watts and they can't touch me. And so he put on a radio station in Acuna, which was right across the border from Del Rio, Texas. And he did this for years. And I mean, this was just huge. You know, the old joke was, what's the fastest thing on 4 feet? A goat walking past the Brinkley Clinic. In any event, this station was huge. And ultimately, his demise was colorful, and I'll skip that. But so Jack got a chance to go down there. Now, the deal was, you got a lot of power, so it's going to cover a lot of places. The bad news is, and by the way, Dr. Brinkley was so infamous that the FCC made it illegal to microwave the signal back to America. You physically had to be there. And so here comes Wolf. Oh yeah, they used to bicycle the tapes, like when Gordon McClendon had the station in Tijuana. Mm-hmm. They you know, drive the tapes across. Mm-hmm. But in any event, extra, that was all news. So the deal is that here's Wolfman, and he is crossing the border, and literally it's like the Old West. There's like gunfire in the parking lot. You know, this is what he walks into. But it was a killer signal. And, of course, the money from this was primarily religion. And he'd sell the time to preachers, because what preachers buy is signal. And they want to know, what are you covering? And so, you know, sell it out to preachers, and that's a great thing. And then, of course, all the mail order things. Like, you know, we all ordered everything. The pieces of the original cross and the guaranteed fly swatter and the Last Supper tablecloth and on. You know, I mean, I the record packages and all that. I never ordered the virility stuff, but everything else I pretty much ordered. Well, Wolfman got a real following from this because, you know, it was at night, obviously, and it was, you know, from across the border. And so college kids especially were really glomming onto this in the early 60s. And he got a request for him to appear at a college. And he obviously didn't want to do it, so he gave them a price that was so ridiculous that no one would pay it, and they did. Well, so now Wolfman was in trouble because he called himself Wolfman on the air, but, you know, this is Bob Smith from Brooklyn, you know. I mean, this is not anybody who's the Wolfman.
Really?
Yeah, that's right. So he had to develop this persona, this and he did. He appeared at this college. He did very well there. He did well enough there that he was able to buy a big piece of XERB in Tijuana, because XERF was in Del Rio, and
Del Rio,
you're right. And I've got T-shirts to prove it. And XERB, of course. Now you're talking about a lot of population, because XERB is going to cover, of course, San Diego like a local, but it's going to go right up that San Joaquin Valley and all that. You're going to get a lot of California and other places as well. And so he was there, but I don't know to this day who he ticked off. But somebody, because what, well, here's why. What the Mexican government did was they suddenly outlawed having religion on the radio. Well, overnight, really? Wolfman Jack went from being quite wealthy to being flat broke. He lost the station, because without the preachers, he wasn't going to make enough money to do it. Surely God wouldn't make it on the record packages, you know, or any of that. Mm-hmm. But so it was the preachers. So anyway, he winds up losing the money. He was in downtown Los Angeles. And after he was gone a while, the government lifted the ban. Well, of course, it was too late for Wolfman Jack. What he was doing by then, my God, it was sad. He was on, 1580 K-Day, licensed to Santa Monica. And it was a period where they were an AM radio station playing progressive rock. You don't even want to think about this. And what saved him was George Lucas, because George Lucas was a kid in the San Joaquin Valley who used to listen to Wolfman Jack. And so American Graffiti, he went after Wolfman Jack. And, of course, Bob, Jack, etc., wasn't smart enough to understand about residuals and royalties and all that, so he didn't negotiate for them. Well, when the movie took off and was doing so well, what happened was Lucas gave him the royalties and residuals anyway, and that saved him. Lucas did not have to do that, because he did not negotiate for it. And so that literally saved. And then he did, you know, the syndicated shows and all that. You know, he's on KRLA for a while and stuff like that. But Lucas single-handedly, with that move, saved him financially. But it was XERF and XERB. And to this day, I don't know who he ticked off in the Mexican government, but somebody.
I know. And Wolfman Jack was a marked man, wasn't he?
Well, yeah, he lost big time. Yeah, that was the deal. So now you know.
Okay. Well, I want to say this. I want everybody to go on YouTube and look at my video, Marlo Lanier, Understanding.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
They'll see me on there playing my horn and singing.
There you go. And a wonderful video it is. And it's great to hear from you, Marlo. We'll talk to you soon.
Well, thank you so much for that information.
Absolutely.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. So pick it up there on WGN Radio.
It's sad to think that we're not gonna make it. It's gotten to the point that we just can't fake it. But for some ungodly reason, we just won't let it die. I guess neither one of us wants to be the first to say goodbye. I keep wondering what I'll do without you.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James, and yes, that's the country version, and it was released literally about the same time as the Gladys Knight version, and this was the country hit. Glenn Sutton produced it on Epic, and who is he? All right, and what does this song have in common with everything else we've been playing? Yeah, it's a tenuous connection, but it's there. All right, so 888-876-5593. We've got plenty to talk about in another hour to talk. We'll get to Lisa from Dundee, who's been waiting forever on her 40s movie. And we got Dennis. He's in the Emirates. Want to hear about that, too. And Ruth and Gurney and Mark and Aurora and Stacey and Algonquin. And there's room for you, too, on WGN Radio.
How can I tell her it's all over? How can I say I'm going away? I'll break her heart, I'm sure, yet I'll hurt mine much more. And I've got to explain,
it's all over now.
How do I tell her I'm in love with you? What words can I use to say you love me too? Without making her cry, and I'm a no good guy, I've got to explain, it's all over. Should I start a false fight?
No, no, that wouldn't do.
It wouldn't be right.
No, no.
Should I just run away?
No, no, that wouldn't do.
I've got to find a way to say it's all over now.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Well, that should be familiar to Chicagoans. And I realize every line is busy, but I'm a little concerned. Haven't heard from Scotty in the last few weeks and hope that he's doing well, because I know he knows who that is. And maybe you do as well. So that's your bumper stumper. It has something in common with everything else we've been playing, although it's tangential at best, but you should know who that is. We have a question. Rescuers have been called to the scene all over the world to save something that fell into the sewer. Yeah, the sewer grate's nasty. Items range from the common to the unthinkable. Well, in 2004, 11 rescuers in England spent 3 hours trying to rescue 7 of these when a passerby noticed something lying by the sewer grate that indicated the contents fell below it. Well, 6 were lost, but 1 was found. What was rescued? All right, if you don't like my question and you don't know my bumpers, well, you can have your own category, and we prove that all the time, and we're going to do it right now with Lisa in Dundee. How's it going tonight, Lisa?
I'm good. How are you?
I can't complain.
Good.
Yeah.
Me either, really.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. So yeah.
Listen, I don't know who sings this song, but you played a song called Maggie, I think.
Oh, Maggie doesn't work here anymore. Yeah.
Yeah, I love that song.
Yeah, well,
I hear it a lot on KJAA.
Yeah, no one's going to get it. So I'll tell you, that's the Platters when they were on Federal.
Oh, it is.
And that was young Zola Taylor right after she'd been hired. That one and Vuviabi are both Platters records.
Oh, wow. I never would have thought that. But yeah, I love that song.
Oh, good. Yeah.
So, anyway, you have a nice, easy movie trivia for me?
Well, I do. So let me find it here. It was sitting in front of me for the longest time. I don't know how easy it is, but you'll be the one to judge that. All right. Hey there, you swoony boy, Millie says as Harold closes the door. Harold ruffles her hair, flops down on the couch, and asks, "What's the plan, Stan?" "I've been reading this swell Daphne du Maurier book," says Millie, showing him the cover, "and the movie is showing downtown at the Bijou. Want to go?" What movie does Millie want to see?
Well, what movie does she want to see? Not what movie this is quote is from.
Well, yeah, I mean, I it may be, but the bottom line is the movie is a gothic ghost tale.
Yeah, and it's from... You said it was Daphne du Maurier, right?
Yeah.
Okay, then it's probably Rebecca?
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Yay.
Following the story of...
What movie was that whole thing from?
I guess, I don't know. It's a trivia question called Millie Goes to the Movies. I couldn't begin to tell you.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe that part was made up and it was just...
Yeah, it's hard to say, but another Daphne du Maurier novel, Jamaica Inn, was also made into a movie that Alfred Hitchcock did in 1939. But you are absolutely right, Rebecca.
Yay, perfect.
All right, well,
now
you are a winner. Yeah. Well, hang on. We'll confirm that address. And thanks for waiting.
Okay, sure.
Appreciate
thanks,
it.
Raleigh.
All right. So Dennis is in the Emirates. All right. Whatever. You know, Abu Dhabi, where are you, Dennis?
Yes, Abu Dhabi.
Okay.
Well, sometime I'm going to have to call and give you an impression of what it's like in this part of the world, the abject wealth, consumption, and everything is so inexpensive. I'm staying in a three-room suite right now, which is, I would guess, at about 1,000 square feet. It's got a shower that's bigger than most bedrooms, and it's $220 a night.
Isn't that nice?
And it's luxuriously appointed. And I apologize in advance. There's some latency issues here. So I'm not deliberately trying to talk over you.
No, it's actually pretty amazing. Abu Dhabi, of course, one of the seven that are Emirates. So, yeah, it's $250 a night, but you're in Abu Dhabi. So
yeah.
And
it's a nice place to visit. I wouldn't want to live here. I'd encourage everybody, if they have the patience, to travel to the other side of the world where it's 9:15 or something in the morning here.
Yeah.
It's a long journey. But Dubai is a very exciting place.
Yeah, Dubai is ostentatious, to say the least. They love to flaunt their wealth. That's absolutely what it's all about. And there's a lot of expats there. You know, I wouldn't say the majority, but it's almost equal in some cases. So I guess the Emirates have about 10 million people now. I'd probably say that probably half of them are expats. So. Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. But, you know, most cities have sidewalks.
Yes.
In Dubai and these cities, all of the shopping centers, the rail stations, the freeways, parking lots are all linked by enclosed, air-conditioned, moving sidewalks.
Oh, yeah, that's what I mean. It's absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, interesting when you said the latency in broadband. Isn't that disgusting? They got moving sidewalks, but they don't have world-class broadband.
Yeah, that's true. Boy, you bring back some memories. Dr. Brinkley, I'm sitting here listening on hold to some of this.
Yeah.
And while I never experienced him in real life, I did go back and look at him after you acquainted me with his antics about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And I would have liked to have watched that in real time like I did Dr. Gene Scott and some of the other that were on the air.
Yeah.
But he broke some memories. Man, I remember the Border Blaster, XERB, living in Northern California.
Sure.
The Mighty 1090.
That's right.
It was legendary for a lot of years. And speaking of speaking of Northern California, Rick is a frequent caller.
Yes.
I grew up in Northern California, but he never gives the town. And I wondered if he was secretly my neighbor, and I never knew it.
Oh, that's interesting. I don't know. Well, we'll have to ask.
See if he admits where he lives.
Okay.
So, my trivia guess on your first question this morning was going to be the sneeze guard at a local salad bar.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's world famous, yes.
Anyway, don't see too many of those anymore.
Well, no, and COVID really wiped out the concept of the salad bar.
Yeah. They're starting to come back. I'm seeing them, especially in other countries, buffets and stuff.
Yeah.
Radio careers. I know this is trivia night, so I'm not going to spend very much time here. But later on today, I'm headed back to Nice, France for a while.
Okay.
One radio career I was so glad to see last through the decades was John Linebecker.
Uh-huh.
He, even in the 70s, when he was, you know, up with all these crazy guys, many of them that self-destructed, that were so full of energy and nutso-ism. He had in your living room, chat across the table kind of personality about him that I guess worked. But I always, I'm glad he stuck with it and did it and went all these years.
Yeah, and is still doing it.
Yeah. That's right. Well, a lot of them have, self-destructed or burned out or, you know,
yeah,
or sick, wasn't wanted anymore. One quick note, Bartop. A couple of months ago, I sent you a picture of my nephew's 2022 Corvette. Have you seen the new Corvette?
I have. I have not spent a lot of time with them, but I have. They're pretty amazing,
you know,
they're looking.
Rear engine.
Yes. Yes.
Gobs of horsepower.
Yeah.
Very different animal.
Yeah, and very, very, very pricey.
Yeah, I don't want one, but they're not our brothers and sisters' Corvettes anymore.
Well, you know, Corvettes in some ways lost me when they went to the 84 body style. Of course, there was no 83. Prior to that, it really was a blue-collar sports car. People would work on them themselves. You know, it was like a club, you know, the famous Corvette wave, and you got your Blue Bars subscription and your Corvette news, and you went to the Gymkhanas and all that, and it was sort of a thing, and it very much was a blue-collar sports car, and I loved them. And when the 84 model came out, they changed them, you know, then it became divorced dentists. Well, now I don't know what it is, but nobody I know who can afford it.
Yeah.
You know, and so
I don't know either, but there is a very strong market for very expensive sports cars in the trust fund baby crowd.
Oh, of course.
And they change. Yeah. And it's right there in L.A. and some of the larger cities, the Bay Area to a lesser extent. But, well, you aren't anybody if you're a trust fund baby and don't have the very latest Corvette/pick one.
Yeah, right. Get that LT2 engine and everything else. Yeah, and that's fine. But I was so pleased when the Z28 started putting the Corvette engines in them, because that was much more my speed.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I won't take up anybody else's time. I just wanted to check in from this side of the world. And
I'm so glad you did.
And John, take care.
Well, you too.
Good to hear John again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, Raleigh.
Well, thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
All right.
All right.
Have a good morning.
Emirates check-in. All righty. So 888-876-5593. That, to me, the amazing part of Dennis's call just now is, you know, when I say opulence and ostentatiousness, I mean, Dubai is just unbelievable that way. And the Emirates, there's seven countries that are combined to be the Emirates, but don't have world-class broadband. What is wrong with that picture? Yeah, blasphemy. We'll get to Brian and Joliet, Mark and Aurora, Stacy and Algonquin, and Ruth and Gurney. There's room for you too, coming up on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, Monday Night Trivia. So if it's Friday night while you're listening, sit back and enjoy the show. If it's Monday night, there's one line available for you right now at 888-876-5593. That's 8888-RALEIGH. By all means, use it. Now, we have a trivia question in play. It's an awful question, really. All the way around, it's just a terrible question. But but it's fun. Well, to me, anyway. We'll see how you feel about it in moments. But let me find it again here. Here we go. Rescuers call to the scene all over the world to save something that fell into the sewer. Now, items range from the common to the unthinkable, but in 2004, 11 rescuers in England spent 3 hours trying to rescue 7 of these when a passerby noticed something lying by the sewer grate that indicated contents had fallen below it. Well, 6 were lost, but 1 was found. What was rescued? Yeah. Hard to believe 11 rescuers after this? Yeah, after this. So 888-876-5593. Brian in Joliet. Welcome back to WGN Radio. Brian.
Hi, Raleigh. And it was really nice to speak with John.
Yeah.
And good to have both of you on Trivia Night again.
Yeah.
And I would like to take first a guess on that one bumper stumper. Was that Little Anthony in the Imperials?
Yes, there was a Little Anthony in the Imperials, absolutely.
And may I try a chart topper?
I don't see why not. We're going to do August 26th, 1969.
Yes, please.
All right, so let's see the date closest to the 26th here. I do believe I found it here. Okay, I'm going to go with August 30th. You ready?
Okay.
Number 1, Honky Tonk Woman.
Rolling Stones.
Number 2, Boy Named Sue.
Johnny Cash.
Number 3, Sugar Sugar.
Archie's.
4, Put a Little Love in Your Heart.
Jackie DeShannon.
5, Sweet Caroline.
Oh, Neil Diamond.
Yeah. 6, Get Together.
Youngbloods?
Yep, absolutely. 7, Green River.
Creedence Clearwater Revival.
All right. 8, In the Year 2525.
Dagger and Evans.
Yes. Number 9, Lay Lady Lay.
Bob Dylan.
And number 10, Crystal Blue Persuasion.
Tommy James and the Shondells.
You've got them all.
Oh, great.
Well, congratulations. Hang on, we'll confirm that address. 100%. Not bad. All right, Brian.
Thank you, Ellie. And you and John take care, and John, get better and better.
Yeah, we're going to try. Thanks. Appreciate it. Yeah, like I say, today was the first setback day, and actually neither of us felt good, but John, you know, demonstrated some weakness, and so I've been a little bit worried about that, but hopefully just one day, and it will be uphill again. But you know, we went to a therapy earlier, and he did everything, but just noticeably weaker. So well, I assume it undulates just like everything else. So Mark in Aurora, welcome back to WGN Radio. Mark.
Well, good morning. I am about a month and a half in my new place, and I am loving it.
That's
I'm
terrific.
I'm especially loving great radio reception because I'm on the 5th floor.
Yeah.
And that Skywave SSB2 is amazing. And I found something that's probably been on WWV, the shortwave time signal, for a long time. It's a forecast of radio blackouts, and I wonder if you're familiar with abbreviations like R1 and R2, etc.
Yeah, hang on a minute.
What's the R stand for?
Yeah, stay right where you are. We'll talk about that right after we find out what's going on in the world at large, and we'll pick it up right there on WGN Radio.
Just let me see. Next thing I know, my heart breaks in two. It happens every time I think of you. Just let me smile, and soon as I do, here come the tears right out of the blue. It happens every time I think of you. And every night I go to sleep thinking that I'll forget. Then I dream of you, and wake up to find my pillow soaking wet. Just let me hear the sound of your name. That's all it takes, and I go insane.
time I think of you. And I think of you.
Soaking wet.
WGN Radio, I'm Riley James. Who are they? Yeah. And what do they have in common with anything else I played tonight? That's a little tangential. But as far as the artists, well known. Now we're talking to Mark in Aurora about space weather, actually, is what we're doing here. So here's the deal. This is all part of NOAA. This is the Space Weather Prediction Center. And they've got a few things going on as far as that goes. But the R scale, the R1 through R5, are basically radio blackouts. And it obviously has to do with what's going on in the sky. But, you know, I'm trying to think. When you talk about the R scale, you're really looking at the HF band, which is above medium wave as far as that goes. But R1 is a minor disruption. It can, and again, a lot of this is about navigation. So low frequency navigation signals are degraded for, you know, from seconds to intervals, whatever. On HF, weak or minor degradation. Then you get into R2 is moderate, then strong, severe, and R5 is a complete high frequency blackout.
Well, I will say though that the R level, as given on the WWV time signal, is a fairly good predictor of medium wave DXing.
Well, sure. Well,
when that R factor is higher, I do find it harder to get the farther away stations.
Yeah.
And you know that crane radio. I mean, I can pick up very faintly, but I can pick up KMOX St. Louis during the day.
Uh huh.
I can pick up another St. Louis station down at 550. Now, here's an example of ground wave difference. KMOX is at 1120. They have 50,000 watts, but they actually come in more faintly than KPRS on 550, which only has 5,000 watts.
Right, but 550 is going to do that.
The ground wave difference.
Right, of course. That end of the band is always going to be divine by comparison, of course.
But it's just amazing to have such a small radio that can pull in those signals from such a distance. Another one that I can get during the day is WLW.
Sure.
And very faintly, but it comes in. I'm gonna try that trivia question. Is it pieces of jewelry?
No, it's not. That's interesting, though. No. It's a rescue.
Well,
it's a rescue, so it has to be something that would be otherwise alive. In addition to the R scale, you know, there's also the G scale and the S scale as well. I don't know if they go over that when you listen.
I don't know. I'll have to listen to them 1 hour and see if they do. On the Colorado WWV, they do it 18 minutes after the hour.
Uh-huh.
I don't know when they do it on WWHV, and that's another thing about this amazing little radio. I can get the Hawaiian WWVH at night.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it is a great little radio. I agree.
Yeah, but yeah, we're doing March 13th, 1971.
All right, let's go with March 13th, 1971. Here we are.
Yeah.
Number one, One Bad Apple.
Oh, the Osmond Brothers.
Number two, Me and Bobby McGee.
Janis Joplin.
Number three. Yeah, number three, For All We Know.
The Carpenters.
Number four, Just My Imagination.
The Temptation.
Yes. Number five, She's a Lady.
Tom Jones.
Number six, Mama's Pearl.
Mama's Pearl.
Yeah.
That is going to be the one that I'm blanking out on.
No. Well, let's see if we can play a little. You should know that record. Let me see if I can play a little for you. Oh, I see.
Mama's Pearl.
Yeah. I'll look for that. I'm sure it's on this computer because it was a big hit, so it must be. But let's move this.
Oh, I should know.
Yeah, I haven't put lights in the studio yet, so I'm doing this in the dark. But anyway.
and by the way, John told me on the phone that he was feeling a little confused today.
He's not. He's just not doing well. But I don't know what it is. Don't want to think about it right now. All right, so here we go with Mama's Pearl. You should know. You'll recognize it, I do think. Or maybe not. Maybe not.
Sure,
I should definitely. Getting lights in here is going to become a priority. What?
Jackson.
Yes, Jackson 5, absolutely.
I recognize it. I didn't know it had that title.
Yeah, Mama's Pearl. Number 7, Number 7 is Proud Mary.
Creedence Clearwater Revival.
No.
I can Tina Turner.
Yes. Number, let's see.
1971.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, Proud Mary was 1968.
We're going to take the beginning of the song. Number 8. Have You Seen the Rain? Speaking of.
That's Creedence Clearwater.
Yeah, it is. Number 9. Doesn't Somebody Want to Be Wanted?
David Cassidy and the Partridge
Family. I'm afraid so. Number 10, If You Could Read My Mind.
Gordon Lightfoot.
Yeah. What a horrible week that was all the way around. You're a winner!
Okay.
All right, thanks for trying. All right, hang on.
No pun intended, but when it comes to radio reception, I'll continue craning my neck.
Oh, there you are. Appreciate that. Hang on. Don't go away. All right. Very good. So, let's see. We have Stacy in Algonquin. Welcome back to WGN Radio, Stacy.
Hi, Raleigh. How are you? John sounds very good.
Yeah, it's not a good day for some reason, but hopefully tomorrow will be a better one.
Well, I'm going to try your trivia, but I have some updates. I heard from Laura from Des Plaines. She's doing very well.
Good.
And my girlfriend, Desiree, she called me about a week ago. She sounded good. So I said, don't give up. And she's doing good. And I went upstairs. I went in every room and checked things out. And I'm trying to keep it together, Raleigh. It's cold in Algonquin.
Well, enjoy it while it lasts. Summer will be coming.
It snows and then it melts, but it's freezing.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say for the trivia, Little Baby Puppies.
No.
Oh.
Nice guess, but no.
Can I do another question?
I don't see why not.
How about from Andy from Mayberry? You know Andy Griffith, his show?
Andy Griffith Trivia from the show?
Right.
All right. I can do that. Hang on. Don't go away. We will absolutely do that. And we'll get to Frank in Northlake, who thinks he recognized a bumper, and James on the south side, who's got half a dozen guesses, and Ruth and Gurney, who wants Gary Owen's trivia. I guess it's Gary Owen's trivia. Maybe it says Gary Owen without an S. He's different. He's a white comedian who won Best Black Comedian of San Diego. I'm not making that up. All right, so all this and more coming up on WGN Radio.
Blame. Did you see the aim? Ah!
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. So who is that? That's our final bumper stumper. And what does it loosely have in connection with every other bumper stumper? That's the question. So there you go. Yes, hit artist, you should know. 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. Now, I think we were talking to Stacy from Algonquin. But yes, I do. We wanted Andy of Mayberry trivia. All right.
Right. So,
and I have picked out a question. What is the name of Barney's dog?
Barney's dog?
Yes.
I don't know. I didn't know he had a dog.
He had a bloodhound, and he attempts to train a crime-fighting bloodhound, but the whole scheme backfires when the bloodhound likes the criminal more than he likes Barney. So
I don't know that, but can I give you another piece of trivia information?
Oh, absolutely. But by the way, so you'll never forget this, Barney's bloodhound's name was Blue. Blue.
Blue.
Blue, yes.
I've got to remember that.
Yeah.
But my friend Rick just left for the Emirates.
Oh, yeah? Why?
Just vacation.
All right.
And my cousin Douglas, he married a woman. They lived in the Emirates. She was Jordanian or something, and he had to, he had to give up his religion because he's Jewish, and he had to become Christian in order to marry her, and they have a daughter.
Whoa. Now, wait.
In Jordan.
Now, you mentioned Christian. Well, when you're talking the Emirates are mostly Sheikhdoms. I mean, they are not mostly, they are Sheikhdoms. You're talking Muslim is the big faith. I would not think that converting to Christianity would be that much of a help in the Emirates.
I guess that would be it then, because he couldn't marry her unless he turned to their religion.
Well, if she was from Jordan, she could be Catholic or Eastern Orthodox, but if she were from the Emirates, she'd almost definitely be of the Islam faith.
I know that they lived there for a while, and then they moved to Jordan.
Yeah, well, Jordan is a whole different animal from the Emirates, completely.
Okay.
You know, we all think about it as the Middle East is just this big melting pot, but that's really not entirely true. But if she was originally from the Emirates, you know, Abu Dhabi or Dubai or, you know, Oman or whatever, most definitely I would bet she was Islam. But, and Jordan could be anything.
You know, what hurts me is that his daughter Sarah, she'll never know that, you know, she's part Jewish.
Well, it's interesting. As you know, Jewish lineage is usually maternal, the mother, and that's what mm-hmm. determines the lineage. Well, for Islamic lineage, it's the father. So they don't look at it maternally, which I always find interesting because all you can really prove is mom. But nonetheless, that's the deal. But it's up to him and the way they're raised to, you know, the child could be a citizen of the world.
Right. And he did. You know, it took him a couple of weeks. I emailed him about Waldo.
Yeah.
But he Douglas did get back to me, and he said, we send you our blessings.
Yeah.
He's a lawyer. I wish he would call me.
Well, yeah, sure. And stay in touch. Absolutely.
I know. But I'll have to remember Blue for Barney.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Oh, did I miss my Lou Rawls?
I played one. You might have missed it, but I'll be getting another one this week. We have shorter shows, but I promise you there will be another Lou Rawls this week.
Thank you, Raleigh.
My pleasure.
You and John, take care.
All right, you too. Thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem.
All right, talk to you soon. So, 888-876-5593 is, the waning moments are coming here. Frank is in Northlake. Hey, Frank, how's it going tonight?
Okay, I got in a little bit late. Does it still stand on my the requests? You know that I call in and say, "Yeah,
oh,
I'm home."
Sure. When are you gonna? You know, of course, we can never do them on Monday night because it's trivia. You know that.
Well, I know that. So, yes, I do.
But for
I gave you them the other day.
Yeah. I got the list.
When we talked about Paul Desmond and all that,
yep.
How insensitive by Tony Bennett and Desafinato.
Yep.
However, I wanted to guess. Well, I was going to comment on that lady when she said, now I know in Lebanon they have a percentage of Christian and the rest is Muslim.
Well, Lebanon very much has a huge contingency of Catholic people. Danny Thomas comes to mind, and many others as well. And of course, in Egypt, you got a lot of Coptic Christians.
Oh yeah.
But you know, again, this is different from the Emirates. This is not the same world. And if you look at it on a map, you can start to grasp why I say that.
Oh yes. Well, on the bumper, my guess on the, I guess it was a while ago, a couple of singers ago, I'm pretty sure. I'm guessing it's a pretty song. I've never heard that song. And it sounded, it reminded me of For the Good Times, Ray Price.
Well, it was
not For the Good Times. I know the tune is.
No, and it wasn't Ray Price either. It was Bob Lumen. And neither one of us, Bob Lumen.
Oh, okay.
But they had similarities because the guy
not that one, not that one.
Oh,
it was a couple of singers, three singers maybe ago.
It's All Over? It's All Over? Walter Jackson?
I'd have to hear it on about five notes of it.
All right. Well, let's see. If it's not the Bob Lumen, then I would assume it might be the Walter Jackson.
Oh.
How can I tell her it's all over?
No,
okay, and it's not Bob Lumen, it's not this.
Who was this? A ballad.
What?
Who was a song?
Well, this is a ballad.
Yeah. Well, maybe this is it.
It's sad to think.
That's it.
Yeah.
That we're not gonna make it.
Yeah, that's Bob Lumen.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, well. They took a flyer at it anyway.
Well, that's good, and they have something in common because Jim Weatherly wrote for both of them, and Jim Weatherly wrote Neither One of Us.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I'm really fond of the Gladys Knight version.
Yeah. Well, they were recorded about the same time. I think Gladys Knight recorded about a week beforehand. Neither were hits, and they did it right at the same time, and it was great for Weatherly. You pretty much ended the show. Call me tomorrow night if you like.
Okay,
thanks.
Thank you, and God bless.
Appreciate it. And apologies to James and to Ruth and everybody else who didn't get in. All right, so the Bumper Stumpers, what do they have in common? All of the artists we played or the songwriters had a birthday this week. And that's the deal with that. Bobby Patterson, Everything Good to You, which is a fine record, turned 79 today. Neil Sedaka turned 84 today. Candy Staton turned 83 today. Mike Stoller, yes, writer, and he wrote Framed for the Robins, turned 90 today, along with Jerry Lieber. Little Anthony, founding member Clarence Wahoo Collins, turns 82 on Friday, still with us. The Platters, Maggie doesn't work here anymore. Zola Taylor would have turned 85 on Friday. Jim Weatherly, as I mentioned, who wrote Bob Lumen's Neither One of Us, would have turned 80 on Friday. Walter Jackson, It's All Over, would have turned 85. The Contours we played, and Clarence Paul co-wrote that. That's Loman Pauling's brother. He would have turned 95 this coming Sunday. The Tams, Robert Lee Smith, founding member, turned 87 on Saturday. And Wilson Pickett would be 82 on Saturday. Sin Was the Blame. So that's what we played. We'll let our rescuers in the sewer remain in the sewer until next week at this time. And we'll be on tomorrow night after the game. And until then, that's a wrap. We thank Dan for keeping us on the air. John for screening your calls, you for calling especially. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.